So, Dom, it's been a long wait to find out who Kell's next opponent's going to be. It's Chavez now. Your reaction to that?
You know, we have waited a long time. They were talking about Brendan Rios for a long, long time, and for whatever reason, it fell through. I mean, we've known about Chavez for a while, but it was just a case of confirming it, looking for the dates. You know, obviously, his fight fell through in September, what he had lined up. And, you know, he's come up with this date, and he's fell on the same night as Tyson Fury Klitschko, so it should be a great night. Yeah, it's going to be good. Mm.
And what was the preparation been like? Because you've known it's going to be Chavez. He's been in a camp for a while now. He's been for some warm weather training, but has sort of been unsure as to whether it was going to be Rios or somebody else. Did that have an impact at all?
No, because, you know, they're both orthodox fighters, so it doesn't really matter who you're training for. It's different, you know, if you've been training for an orthodox fighter, then all of a sudden you're fighting a southpaw or vice versa. But, you know, Kell's been in camp for a while, on and off since his last fight, and then more or less when the date was confirmed to us, which we're talking about 14, 15 weeks back, you know, Kell's been in full training then, been out to Fort Ventura training, and we're back out again. So, you know, we're having this press conference. We've got about 7 weeks to go. I think 6 weeks on Saturday. He's done his first sparring session today with a guy called Sam Egerton, who's fighting Frankie Gavin for the British and Commonwealth title. So it's been good. I think it's difficult for Kell because we're talking, it's only a year since he got stabbed. You know, everybody's forgot about that. Now it's like it's water off a duck's back and everybody's forgot about it. But, you know, he's lucky to get through this four, and he's had two defences already, and this is going to be the third one. And hopefully after this one, you know, Chavez is a dangerous, dangerous kid. He was a former interim WBA world champion. He had two fights, you know, defending that belt. And then he got beat by, you know, one of the biggest fights coming through now, Keith Thurman. Mm. He's drawn with Timothy Bradley, and he had a good scrap with Brendan Rios. So he's a tough, tough kid. He's really, you know, it's a tough fight for what it is. You know, the kid's game, he's keen, he's a very good boxer, he had a fantastic amateur career, and like he's a rough, tough handful, and it's really, you know, if I had the chance of taking this fight or Timothy Bradley, I'd actually rather take Timothy Bradley because it's for a bigger thing. You know, Chavez is hungry, and he wants another title, and it's going to be an hard night for Kell. Like I say, he's a really tough kid, but you know, we've done the preparation and we'll see. It should be fireworks on the night,
because it may not be sort of the big name in America or in London or whatever, but Kell's got a great opportunity, hasn't he, over this next year. Those fights are going to come if he keeps winning, I guess.
Well, he's a good marker, Chavez, because he's been in with the Brendan Rios, he's been in with Timothy Bradley, he's been in with Keith Thurman. So depending how, you know, people be watching in the States and over here, all the critics, to see how Kell handles him. Mm. And you know, he's almost like the gatekeeper of the division, but a very, very you know, highly qualified one. He's tough, you know, he just slings everything in there. And, you know, people will be watching how Kell deals with him, because obviously they're talking about a fight with Kell and Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman stopped him in the 10th round. So people will be looking, you know, for Kell to make a statement. But, you know, the thing is, what Kell's got to think about this kid is he's got to box his fight. He's not got to be there to be pleasing the critics. He's just got to beat the kid. Because, you know, one slip up with this kid and you can easily get found out.
How will he approach it? Because against Gavin, he had him at arm's length and then he just sort of stepped it up, didn't he, and finished that fight. Is it going to be a very different contest, this one?
Well, a lot of fighters fight on fear. Over the years, I've always found the best fighters fight on fear. Harold Graham was a classic. You know, he looked a bag of nerves before he got in the ring, and he made sure that he always did the job right. And it's like with Kell that he's got to be going there and fight an intelligent fight. He's not going to fight the other kid's fight and get drawn in. You know, he's got to pick his shots and break him down before he goes to town on him. With Frankie Gavin, you know, we all had a 95%. You know, a chance of an idea he was going to win that fight. It was just a case of how he's going to do it, because Frankie Gavin's a very good operator, very good footwork. He can make even the best fighters look, you know, pedantic. And he's you know, Kell broke him down nice and steady. He didn't really, like we say, he didn't get a second gear, and then he jumped on him in the 6th round and finished him off. And I always said to Kell, you know, you'd be too strong for this kid. Once he realises you're going to keep walking him back, the heavy shots will take the toll, and sooner or later he'll slow down. You know, and I said to Kell, you'll get this kid in 6 rounds, and he did. I think it was Frankie Gavin's idea to try and get through the fight on through the rounds and win on points. And you know, he's capable of doing that because he can pick and poke his way through and score and get out of the way. But you know, Kell's been at that level, you know, at that British title level and European level, what Frankie Gavin's been at, and he's a level above that. And he had his mindset. He wasn't really threatened by Frankie Gavin. It was just a case how he was going to do the job, and he actually did the job how he was supposed to. So with Chavez, he's one of these, a different type of fighter, where, you know, he does put the fear into you because he's rough, he's ready, he uses his head, his elbows, he's a dirty fighter, and he can box as well. So he's got a combination of everything, and he can easily take you out of your stride.
You think that people are starting to look at Kel and say, I don't really want any of this? I mean, we've seen Amir Khan saying he doesn't want to fight Kel, and Brandon Rios has now backed out of it. Are sort of the bigger names in this division looking at Kel and thinking, I'm not sure about that?
While ever Floyd Mayweather's living and breathing, and Manny Pacquiao, there's going to be fighters in the division who aren't going to be wanting to fight each other. The Keith Thurmans, these type of fighters, the Timothy Bradleys, they want to go for the big fights, they want to go for the Mayweathers, and they want to go for the Manny Pacquiao's, where the money is. They don't want to really take a risk against Kell Brook. You know, and Kell Brook's in the same position. He'd like to fight those fighters. But the thing is, Kell would like to fight, you know, Amir Khan and Keith Thurman. You know, if the Manny Pacquiao fight came along and the Floyd Mayweather came along, then he would do. But I think because Kell's confident of beating those kids, the Thurmans and the Khans, you know, it's not really an issue about him going on and keeping on beating and boxing the Mayweathers and the Bertos and Manny Pacquiao's of this world. But I think with people like Khan, you always feel that he's one step away from getting beat again. So he's obviously looking for the big fight and the big payday, whereas Kell's quite prepared to take on those type of fighters to get to Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao.
Just finally, very quickly, it looks like this year coming up, we've talked about this year's going to be the big year, that this next one is the real deal, that the big fights may well come in 2016.
I think by spring next year, Kell's going to be in a big fight. You know, Timothy Bradley, Manny Pacquiao, whatever it's going to be, he wants the big fights. He's 29 years old now, he's 30 next year. He's got to get a move on. He's got to make the money. He's got to be in the big fights. And I think the next 2 years are the ones what's going to tell. So, you know, it's a risky fight for what it is, this Chavez fight, because it doesn't really advance you any further on. All you do is you get an idea where Kell Brook is on the world scene. I know he's world champion, but people are saying, continuously saying, he hasn't fought anybody. You know what I mean? He's had easy and picked opponents. But, you know, Kell's here to, like, if he does a job on Chavez better than anybody else's, then people will start taking notice.